This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two in studio. It's Daryl.
And Jay.
And we spent the first hour pretty much discussing foreign things, so Venezuela, which is about to really go broke, like more broke than the U.S. government is, because at least, you know, the U.S. government has some assets, even though there's still that huge, like, $20 trillion plus of debt. They're, you know, are a good bit of assets. Now, a lot of that is buildings and bombs. Venezuela, on the other hand, according to a report, article from CNN citing Venezuelan government reports, they're down to $10.5 billion of quote-unquote reserves, about $7.7 billion of that being held in gold. Now, in the last year, to try to pay some of their obligations, they've shipped some of that gold to Switzerland, and it's only a matter of time before they completely run out of reserves and the police and military can't be paid or fed, and then what happens? And that's something that it's kind of a wait and see, because we can speculate, but nobody really knows.
Yeah, Venezuela, a country that can't export its negative effects of socialism like the United States does. I had a talk with a guy about this about a week ago, and he said he was a socialist, and he was actually a very polite, friendly guy that I met up with, and we had a discussion. A mutual friend of ours actually kind of brought us together for this specific discussion, being I'm an anarchist, and you know, this guy actually works for, he's a social worker, and he works for a nonprofit that gets like most of its money from the federal government, like 90% of its money from the feds. And I was started explaining to him that taxation was theft, and what we ended up talking about is how the United States is a socialist, has all these socialist programs, it basically is socialism, and it's able to export its negative effects of socialism so they're not felt here. And what the United States does is it has a printing press, and it has a military to back up this printing press, so it can literally force everybody else in the world to accept these U.S. dollars and participate in on this, you know, in the U.S. dollar program. Therefore, the United States can just keep on printing money and printing money because all these other countries and people of the world are forced to literally have faith in the U.S. dollar.
Right, and, you know, I remember being told a long time ago, you know, the dollar is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. Yep. And now, that was not explained to me when I was younger, but it's basically what you just said. The full faith and credit of the United States government is the bombs and the missiles and the guys that are willing to drop those bombs and fire those missiles.
Yeah, it's forced by the barrel of a gun, as my brother Josh, you know, has some lyrics in his song that say that. So this guy kind of came out of this conversation with a really, really different view of the American socialism. And he didn't believe in the beginning that America really is a socialist country. In fact,
well, by definition, it's not, because the means of production are privately held for the most part. So technically not socialism by definition.
There's a lot of socialist programs.
Definitely fascism.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But, you know, by definition, because the means of production are not state-run, it's technically not by definition socialism.
Wasn't it Stalin that said that fascism is when...
Mussolini.
Oh, Mussolini, yeah, you're right. Fascism is when governments and corporations work together for an agenda.
Yes. And one of those agendas is to, and this is where we're changing directions here, is to make sure that you still have to keep paying rent on land that you supposedly purchased.
Supposedly.
And a house that you supposedly purchased. And I think, are these some friends of yours, the Force Farm in New York that you had mentioned to me, There's a website, SaveTheForceFarm.com, that has a lot of information on the this Force Farm, where they supposedly owed some money to the government, and local government came in and took the land.
So Force Farm is in Oswego County, New York. The town is Gilbertsville, New York. It's from what I have read about these folks, they lived on Long Island. They bought this farm a few years ago. Several years ago, they moved up there and retired. And, that's where they were living. It's Donna and Robert Force. And where I came across these folks is a couple weekends ago, I went and seen Jeanette and Chalice Finicum speak in Haverhill, Mass.
That was the widow and daughter of Lavoie Finicum.
That's correct.
One of the guys that was killed by, was it the FBI and Oregon State Police about a year ago?
Something like that. Yeah, he was definitely murdered by, government thugs. And unprovoked, the guy was unarmed. It was like a roadblock. Lavoie Finicum was going to have a meeting with either a sheriff or some other folks about this occupation of the Malheur Wildlife Bird Sanctuary, land that was stolen from farmers and ranchers,
yep,
years ago. And anyways, so I met these women. They're doing this kind of tour around the country called One Cowboy's Daughters Stand for Freedom. If you go to their website, I believe is One Cowboy's Stand for Freedom. If you just start Googling that, you'll find all about them. But their biggest thing was big thing is property rights. So I liked them on Facebook and started following them on Facebook. And then a day or two later, I was looking at Facebook and I seen this Force Farm. They were talking about Force Farm as being taken for taxes.
We'll get into this story, but first to the phones. We've got Greg calling in from New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I wanted to change the topic just a bit and talk about becoming robots and automation disruption going on.
You want people to become robots, or you're concerned that people will become robots?
I think they've already become robots, some of them. But that's beside the point. I'm worried robots will take the job. I just read a Bloomberg Technology article that says, and I quote, "Economists may be underestimating the impact on labor markets of increasing automation and rise of artificial intelligence," according to an article by the Bank of England on Wednesday. "The potential for simultaneous and rapid disruption, coupled with the breadth of human functions that AI might replicate, may have a profound implications on labor markets."
Hold on, I thought this is something, Greg, I thought this is something that you would wind up supporting, since you don't want people to have jobs and you just want this universal basic income.
Well, of course I support it. It's inevitable, and AI is certainly going to become better. What I'm always saying is I'm sounding the warning, saying that, I want, and, I might give up saying unconditional basic income. Especially some people have an aversion to this for different reasons. I'm going to say you can achieve the same thing with single-payer system, like people already have. Like they have in France, free health care. By free,
just because people have a certain form of theft that winds up paying for things does not mean that it's a good thing. It doesn't mean that it's something to that will promote liberty.
I mean, I hear horror stories about these single-payer healthcare programs that are in the European Union, where people literally are waiting months to get, simple things done that they can get done here in the United States. In fact, Derby Line, Vermont, if you go up there, I haven't been up there in 5 or 6 years, but I used to go to Quebec all the time, and they have a pretty good industry up there, all these medical buildings up on the border, because people just assume come over to the United States from Canada to get health services, to get medical attention because of their medicine system, because it's government, because it's free. It takes a long time to get things done, and they're all forced to pay, $2,000 a year to, pay for this, and
well,
they would rather go pay cash.
Well, it doesn't matter if forced to pay $2,000 or $2. Force is wrong, Greg. Thank you for the call. Any amount of force, it doesn't matter
right.
How much or how little, is wrong. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We'll get back into the story about the Force Farm in New York. And is there anything that can be done to stop this? 855-450-FREE.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Jay.
And we're talking about the Force Farm in Gilbertsville, New York. Looking at a map, it appears to be roughly halfway between Albany and Syracuse to kind of give people some kind of...
Yeah, like straight south of Utica.
Yeah, and I believe we might still be on the air in Utica. I know we were at one time. But again, you know, to give people some kind of idea where this place is, you know, definitely upstate, again, about halfway between Albany and Syracuse, but little south of there. So the family, the Force family, had their property seized by the town of Gilbertsville or city. Some form of a government said, you owe property tax, and we have your property now.
Right.
And so that's what we're talking about here. These people that are trying to get their property back from this municipality.
So these guys have actually done some pretty good activism here. They've taken out ads in newspapers, photo ads, like half-page ads, the My Shopper and the Penny Saver, which are actually papers I'm very familiar with up there in that area, because I picked them up to try to like find hay for sale and stuff, and I've bought a lot of hay all around where this place is. In fact, I'm going to be out there probably next week, and I'm going to try to contact these guys and maybe go have buy them lunch or something and talk with them, because, you know, this is something I'm very passionate about myself, as you know,
right,
anybody
because
knows.
As some people might be aware, and there are always listeners that aren't,
right.
You had a property seized a couple of years ago for failure to pay a property tax. Now, your situation definitely different from the situation that the Forces are dealing with.
Right.
Because you were a volunteer fireman in Palmer, Massachusetts.
Which I think is irrelevant to the situation. But, yeah, I did that for 18
years. Not irrelevant, because they cut you a check every year that you refused to cash.
Well, yeah, yep.
And that check was a little bit more than what they claimed the property tax was?
Early on it was the check was a little bit more. In the last couple of years, the check would have been a little bit less than what the property tax is. It's about even, I figure.
You know, my understanding was you were saying, I'm not cashing your check, just credit this towards what you claim I owe.
I never did any of that with them, actually, no. But I never accepted a check from the fire department. And
even though they kept trying to give them to you.
Right, well, after, like,
you never cashed.
What I actually did, they gave me the first, I think I got three checks from them, and each check, I basically endorsed it, and I gave it, and I wrote it back to the Bonsville Water Department. I gave it back to them.
Right, and, you know, basically they wanted to make sure, no, we've got to make sure that our bookkeeping entries are correct. We can't just, you know, say that you gave us this money.
So finally, they didn't give me any checks after that. I didn't want them. Actually, two other guys in the fire department were like, yeah, I don't need this money. I don't want this money. And they did the same thing. Why that's not relevant in my mind is because you shouldn't have to pay rent to own your property.
Agreed. Agreed. I'm just saying, yep. You know, as far as, you know, your average person looking at the situation, they're going to see it as completely different situations.
Right, right.
Because, you know, the municipality was trying to give you money, you refused, that should have been credited towards the property tax, even though property tax shouldn't exist in the first place, but because it does, you know, they should just, you know, do a bookkeeping and you're good.
And I know Mark feels the same way, and a lot of people feel the same way that you're just stating here. I never cared that was never an issue for me, the fire department check being put towards a property tax, because my issue was straight up, you shouldn't have to pay rent on the land. And that was the bottom line. And I bought the place with the intent of never paying the taxes, and I never did.
Wasn't that a property that, or was it a different property that your father had, and he didn't pay taxes
correct.
On it for several years?
Right. Well, he never paid a tax on it. And
for,
you know,
like 30 years?
So 1983 and he passed away in 2012. So yeah, 29 years.
Yeah.
That was my dad's property there.
So getting back to the story here on the Force family, back in August 2014, apparently that's when Otsego County decided to wind up selling the property to someone other than the rightful owners.
Yes, and what they're accusing they're not debating, from what I can
they
say,
being the forces?
The Forces aren't saying taxation is theft or anti-property tax or anti-rent, you know, to the crown. They are accusing the town or the county of aggressive foreclosure practices.
Okay.
So reading from their website here, SaveTheForceFarm.com, in June of 2012, the Forces tried to pay their 2011 taxes on time. They were at the treasurer's office in Cooperstown, where the Baseball Hall of Fame is, and told they could not pay their 2011 taxes. They must pay their 2012 taxes first. So in New York, the taxes are extremely high. My grandmother lives in a little town called Middleburg, New York. She has 2 acres in Middleburg. She is 84 years old, so her property tax is $4,200 a year. She gets 50% off her property tax because she's a senior citizen.
Okay.
Her property tax would be like $8,500 a year on 2 acres.
That's utterly ridiculous.
It's extreme.
So I want to make sure that I understand this correctly. In June 2012... the Forces went in to attempt to pay the 2011 property taxes, and
correct,
they were told, you can't pay the 2011 taxes, you have to pay the 2012 taxes first.
That's what they were told. Yeah, that's what I'm reading on their website right now. Yep.
Yep, just wanted to make sure that that's what I heard.
So the county refused to accept their on-time payment for the 2011 taxes, thus causing the Forces to look as if they were in arrears. We have a receipt for the 2012 payment in June of 2012, and on July 15th, 2014, Donna Force, I assume it's Donna Force, it says Donna, called the county treasurer's office to make payment on both 2011 and 2013 taxes, only to find out that in January 2013, the county had begun foreclosure proceedings, and the property was on the auction block for August 20th, 2014. Donna has made a mistake thinking the payment was due on July 30th, not June 30th. And, you know, if I've had many, many people call me over the years and contact me about property tax stuff, and I've looked at all kinds of tax bills, and as soon as any property tax is put into any kind of late fees or arrears, it's 18% interest. It's the maximum interest allowed by state law.
And then there's probably some kind of late fee added on top of that.
Absolutely. There's all kinds of stuff. So this stuff just piles up like crazy. And then they hire a lawyer, maggot law firm. These law firms that work for any government, as far as I'm concerned, are no good. And they just pile on these fees like crazy. It's unbelievable.
Again, they attempted to pay their property taxes and were told, you can't pay those because you have to pay next year's first. We'll continue. And your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Jay.
And we'll get back into the story here in a moment, but I want to make sure I tell you about a way that you can save on purchases that you're going to make anyway. Now, how about if I told you you could save 5%? That's good, right?
5%? Yeah, 5% is great.
What if I told you you could save 10?
Oh, now 15, I'm more interested.
20, 25%, possibly up to 33% on things you were going to buy anyway. You can when you go to saveatpurse.com. Now, some people would say the catch is you've got to use Bitcoin. I look at it as I get to save a bunch of money and I can use my Bitcoin. Okay. I've got a couple of orders that I'm waiting to be delivered that I'm saving 25 and 23% on. And these are things I was going to buy anyway, and I just decided to go to saveatpurse.com, put things in my Amazon wish list, import the wish list to saveatpurse, select my discount, and then wait a little bit of time for somebody to say, I'm willing to buy Bitcoin at that much of a markup. And then they buy the items from Amazon, Purse gives them the Bitcoin, you get the items, everybody's happy, and you've saved a lot of money. Saveatpurse.com.
I actually bought a $150 tool the other day on Amazon, well, you know, through Purse, and I put it for 33% off the first day, and then I'm like, I kind of need this thing. So I put it down at 25%, and then about 3 hours after it was at 25%, I checked it again because I was going to knock it down another 5% if it didn't, you know, show up yet. So, and somebody had bought it for me, and so I literally came up, well, this was actually last Wednesday. So when I came up to Keene, I was at a place and I bought Bitcoin and I paid 5% over, you know, Spock. So I bought it at a Bitcoin ATM, but yep. I saved 20% because. Nice. You know, I got 25% off, and then I rebought the Bitcoin for 5%. And
all of that was possible through saveatpurse.com. Let's go to not the phones, but to Skype, where we have none other than Mark Edge. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was listening to the story about the Force Farm, and I think that this is, you know, what these people are presented with is one of the sort of most insidious conundrums that the state puts in place. If they choose to protect their property with force, which generally people would say that that's completely acceptable. If there's a group of people that were coming to take your property from you by force, that they would say, yeah, sure, you can use guns to protect your property. Unless that group of people is the government. But like Jay will attest here, the government never really takes your property. They sell it to someone else.
That's right.
And then that person essentially can come move in, and then, you know, you're sort of forced, Jay's case notwithstanding here, but you're sort of forced to, use violence if you wanted to use violence to protect your property, or use violence against these people who, you know, really didn't do it to you, that you've never met before, that you don't have a real issue with, even though they're buying these properties. In many cases, they're buying distressed properties. They don't think of it as enterprising on other people's bad luck, that their rights are being violated,
right.
That sort of thing. Most of the time, they just want to buy this property, fix it up a little bit, get some rent out of it, sell it on down the line. Everything will be great. It's a good way to get a discount.
I got a phone call this morning from a friend who's in New Hampshire here, and he's been kind of like looking for property for me, and I've been looking for property in New Hampshire, and he called me up this morning, and you know, the guy put some effort into it. He was all excited. Hey, Jay, listen to these properties. Here's 14 acres in Danbury, New Hampshire, and here's, you know, blah, blah, blah. And go on the town's website and something, you know, property and tax foreclosure. And I'm like, you know what? Really am not interested in buy. I thank the guy for looking for me. You know, I didn't want to insult him. He's probably listening tonight. But I just have an objection to participating in a theft system. I really don't want to buy property from, you know, town foreclosures. But actually, this 2 acres that I'm buying up in Grafton to do my property tax project from, the guy who bought it actually bought it from the town in a tax foreclosure. And so it's like, boy, but I don't think there's a piece of property really you could buy out there that might not have been foreclosed on at one time, because there's tax foreclosures, you know, all the time, and them going on for, you know, 60 some odd years.
So I had a situation with my property where I thought that it was connected to this. The deeds are very, very old in New Hampshire. You're never exactly sure what you had. I actually had to pay to have my deed rewritten by title insurance people. But nonetheless, I thought that it was a situation where I owned this piece of property that was completely useless. It was cut off. You would need a helicopter or a $200,000 bridge to get to it. It was useless. It had no right of way. It was no nothing. I was just going to let that property go to the town. I'm not paying. They're getting $40,000 a year. I'm sorry, they're not getting that. They're assessing this worthless piece of property at $40,000 a year, collecting taxes from these old people that never go to this property. They probably haven't seen it in decades, and they're continuing to pay. I don't let it go into foreclosure. You're never exactly sure the story behind foreclosures either.
Right.
There's a fellow in New York I've been dealing with his family for years. My grandfather dealt with him, and he owns like 800 acres in Fort Plain, New York, and his property tax bill on his farm was retarded. It was like $26,000 a year or something, and he had, you know, the way all these roads went through his farm, so he had a tremendous amount of frontage. So what he actually did was he donated all the frontage lots. He donated them to his church. He gave them to the church. So he basically doesn't own like 150 feet or whatever from the road, whatever a minimum frontage lot is, and he paid and had it surveyed and donated it to the church, and now, and he still gets to use it all. And his property tax just because he eliminated all that frontage from all his hay fields is down to like a third of what it was, and he gave it to the church, and the church doesn't, you know, pay any taxes, and there's a local right. Catholic church or something he gave it to, and of course, you know, the Catholic church doesn't have any problems, not like the Shire Free Church, which they won't recognize, but, you know, so that's what he had to do to just, so he could afford to farm.
Mark, any further thoughts?
No, thank you.
Well, before you go, are you still in Mexico, or are you back in the United States?
Well, I was hoping my audio was pretty good. I'm driving a car from, you know, and using hands-free here, driving from Orlando, where I landed recently, from Anarchapulco, which was a blast, and I'm headed to Sarasota. I should be arriving relatively soon, and, you know, all in all, things have gone quite well. I hope to be back on the show in, and I don't want to, you know, oversell it, but 2 or 3 weeks, hopefully.
Cool.
Should be back up in New Hampshire in about 2 or 3 weeks. I know a bunch of people looking forward to that. And very quickly, for anybody that may have missed the FTL broadcast from Anarchapulco, can you give us a summary of what the event was like?
You know, it was it's an incredible event. I would say there's no liberty-oriented event quite like it. It's an eclectic group of people with a bunch of different ideas. The energy there is sort of unlike anything I've experienced in the liberty movement. I'm not great with the words and coming up with why I think people should go, but geez, in the middle of winter, going to Acapulco, which isn't an expensive place to be, and hanging out with all these like-minded people and hearing all this great stuff and the business that's getting done and all that sort of thing, it totally seems worth it to me.
Did you smoke any ayahuasca at the ceremony?
I don't know anything about an ayahuasca ceremony. Whoever had one clearly didn't think I was qualified for you know, the peace and freedom that ayahuasca is going to bring to people. Yeah,
Mark,
come on, please.
Thanks
really?
For the call. Look forward to seeing you back up in New Hampshire in a couple of weeks. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Jay.
And Jay, you're telling us about a family in Gilbertsville, New York, that's upstate, about halfway between Albany and Syracuse, a little south of that, though, who several years ago, they tried paying their property tax, and in 2012, they were told, no, no, you can't pay your 2011 taxes yet, you have to pay the 2012 property taxes first. Then, so they paid that. The next year, they tried paying both the 2011 and the 2013 taxes, and were told, no, sorry, we began foreclosure proceedings on this property 6 months ago.
That's what I gather from what I'm reading here. I haven't talked to these folks yet, but I have a friend in Palmer, Mass., right where I grew up, where I had my property tax issue formerly. They had owed like $9,000 in back property taxes. It was 2 years worth of taxes, and it was something like, I don't know, the taxes were like $3,600 a year, and because of the fees and the interest, it was 2 years in arrears, it was like $9,300 or $9,400. And she had owed the previous or the current year's taxes also, which was on $3,600 on top of the $9,600. She went and, I don't know if she borrowed money, but basically she had a cashier's check for the whatever it was that was backed up, and the tax collector refused to take it. And so she called me up crying. They won't take the check. Will you come to town hall with me? I went to town hall with her. And I should have recorded it. I just didn't. This was like 2 years ago. It was before I went to Colorado. And yeah, tax, we're not taking it. And I said, she's making a presentment, and you're refusing it. And this basically means that, you know, she don't have to pay it now, as far as I'm concerned. I don't remember exactly how I worded it to the guy, something like that.
What was their rationale for refusing the check?
They wanted the additional $3,600 payment of the current year's taxes, which weren't part of this, you know, what they call like a, you know, tax collection or a there was 2 years involved in this tax collection bill, and they wanted the current year's taxes, which she hadn't paid yet because they were due, like, they're due twice a year down there.
Right. So this seems kind of like one of the things. If you have, say, a credit card or certain loans, you've got to pay towards the interest before you can pay towards the balance. Sounds to me, in Palmer, they're saying, no, you've got to pay the next payment before you can pay the previous payment.
Yeah. Basically, she was just trying to get caught up. And it took her probably, 6 weeks to, like, secure
and
this
if
money.
If you don't have all of the money, we're not taking any of it.
Oh, that was it. Yeah. She basically, they were jerks about it. And I think there's a huge incentive with these towns and with the law firms to put these properties into foreclosure. I'm sure if somebody really started digging into the money trail and figuring, because the amount of money that the lawyers make on this is absolutely insane. Like, my house, they took it for $36,000 in taxes, and I believe the whole bill after the lawyers' fees and stuff was like another $14,000 or $15,000 in lawyers' fees.
Right, and then it wound up selling for nowhere near what they claimed you owed in taxes.
Oh yeah, it sold for like $20,000.
So let's get back into the story about the Force Farm.
Yes.
In New York, where again the family tried paying the 2011 taxes. County refused the money, said you've got to pay 2012 first. The next year they showed up, they had the money for 2011 and 2013, and they were told, nope, we started foreclosure proceedings about 6 months ago. And then in August of 2014, the house went up on the auction blocks. Now, here's the interesting part of the story, is that the county had previously stated on several occasions that it takes 4 consecutive years of back taxes in order to wind up having a foreclosure.
Yeah, and in this case, it looks like they did it in 2 years.
Less than that.
Yeah.
About 18 months, because June of 2012 to January of 2013 for 2011 taxes, that's about 18 months. So absolutely ridiculous.
And this here, they got this county resolution number 26 of 1981 and number 234 of 1985, if anybody wants to look into that, where it says that the county has must allow, let me find my place here, property owners to pay their tax bill before the property's auctioned off here. And down lower it says the county refused to follow their own law and started foreclosure proceedings in 2013 on property that had only owed 2 years of back taxes.
And then the very next thing is that, again, the laws in this county say that any parcel of land acquired by the county for delinquent taxes may be redeemed by its former owner by paying to the treasurer the total amount of the taxes, including interest, penalties, and other costs, but yet the county refused payment.
Yeah, and with this lady in Palmer, it was the same thing. They didn't go to tax-taking court yet, or they filed it. They had filed for 2 years worth of them taxes in the court. And the other one, wasn't in delinquency, but it was due. They wouldn't take it.
And now there's a story from December, so just a couple months ago, Bob and Donna Force have sued the county, that's Otsego County in New York, seeking $5 million on each of 3 counts, plus $298,000 for the value of the property, plus $600 a month for the last 2 years from Christopher Paraskevopoulos, who lives in Gilbertsville, who bought the property and has been renting the property out. So they're asking for basically the face value of the rent that this guy's been getting for property that they believe he rightly should not own. They also want the value of the property, $298,000, and $5 million on each of three allegations. Now, I have a slight problem with this, not from the standpoint of, you know, Bob and Donna Force should have had their property stolen. I don't believe that for one bit, but it's going to wind up being the taxpayers that wind up getting screwed if they win this, like, $16, $17 million lawsuit.
Yeah, it'll be the bond company that'll actually pay out that money, and then the bond company will then increase the bond rating on the town, which will, yes, cause the taxpayers some more money. The thing is it needs to hurt the taxpayers. They're feeding this parasite. They keep on, you know, feeding this evil machine that is just consuming and consuming and producing nothing. And, yeah, stop being taxpayers. I mean, that's really the solution of this. All these people who are all upset about Trump, all these liberals and Democrats that keep on, you know, being upset about it, I tell them, you know, stop, you know, the protests are useless, the marches are useless, just stop paying taxes if you don't like what's going on.
Right.
And if enough of us stop paying taxes, you know, if only a few of us stop paying taxes, it's not really effective. They're just going to make examples of us.
Right.
But when a lot of us stop paying taxes, we're going to have some serious effect.
Right. But, you know, I don't think that the guy who is basically, you know, paying his taxes because he's scared should be punished when some bureaucrat winds up violating the bureaucratic rules and harming somebody. The bureaucrat should be held liable. The bureaucrat should have to pay the money out of their pocket.
And yes, absolutely they should. And these guys are actually suing, I believe, the tax collector in his personal capacity. I had read in one of these things, the Force family has taken out a few ads in a couple local print newspapers there. And one of them, I thought it said something about suing the
article from allotsego.com says, in addition to the county and the treasurer's office, the suit names the county board, board chair Kathy Clark, and the treasurer Dan Crowell. So they're suing the office of the treasurer and the person who holds that position.
And that's what I did in my federal lawsuit against the town of Palmer, but, you know, they were all given immunity.
Yeah, and that's probably what's going to happen here as well, because, well, some politicians wrote down that you can't sue certain bureaucrats, and it is because we said it is. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 3, coming up next, 855, 450, free.
Funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.